I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to In That's Sickness it. And In Health.
You've got to kick off with a load of energy.
Oh, you interrupted me for?
Sorry. Oh, I thought you were just taking the piss out of me.
I was, yeah, but I'll keep going because I see you've picked up your Stella. Mm. Right, welcome back to In Sickness
no.
And In... Did
no.
I lose it already?
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Welcome back to In Sickness and In Health, the podcast where we chat about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with, in sickness and in health.
Sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, my mic's a bit floppy today, but it's fine. I'm used to that. I can make it work.
Aye.
No, that's one thing about you, Jimmy. That's never been a problem.
No. It's the opposite. Each week, we'll discuss a topic, and on some occasions, we'll be joined by a guest who can give us an insight. We've got some actual guests turning up at some point,
haven't we? We do, very soon.
Stay tuned for those. Into their deal breakers.
Just more of our friends.
Just people that... Or, I mean, I'd like to use this as an opportunity. I was just chatting there saying how great it would be to have Robbie Williams as a guest.
Yeah.
I'd like to
use
this
Robbie.
As an opportunity to just meet people that I want to meet.
Yeah. Well, we do have an exciting
Do you want to know something about Robbie Williams?
Go on.
Do you know, like, because we were there, like, do you know how uncool it was to be a Robbie Williams fan?
Uncool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone fucking was, right?
Yeah. He had some great songs.
Escapology is one of the greatest albums.
Great album.
And I don't give a fuck.
No, I'm right? with you, mate.
You can have me on that. You can put that on me. I'll die on that hill.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually...
But can you imagine, like, how it's really... You're not supposed to like Robbie Williams, yet still he's the biggest pop star.
Well, he was. Not
I know, no, but I'm just saying, at that time...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Late 90s, early 2000s, absolutely. You wouldn't tell anyone that you really liked Robbie Williams, yet still, he was like, he's Nebworth kid.
I did.
It was like a record at the time.
I told people. I thought he was dead cute. I thought he was cool and
it
funny.
It might have been easier for a girl.
I think
if you were
maybe.
A boy and you liked Robbie Williams, it was
very
difficult.
Right, he kept it quiet.
It was just me and Jack and Muller, me and my three mates, and we talk about how much we loved Robbie Williams.
Do you remember, though... last year or something, we went away for the weekend, me, you and the kids, and we were in like a little hotel one night, and we put on
we
that
put on
album,
the fire, and we listened to the whole of Escapology
and we just sat
together,
there drinking.
Yeah. Talking about how fucking great is Robbie Williams.
Yeah, we did.
he's so underrated.
We did. Great songs.
He's brilliant. Anyway. Come on the show, Robbie, please. I'd love to have a pint with you.
Well, Robbie and his missus.
I assume you don't drink...
Robbie and his missus are quite funny, I think.
Yeah, get them on. Each week we'll discuss a topic. On some occasions we will be joined by a guest, maybe Robbie Williams, who can give us an insight into their deal breakers and things they could not tolerate in a relationship. Don't forget, You can get stuck in, and please do, by participating in polls and sending us messages at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. Also, if you do like this podcast, give us a nice little review. It helps a lot. We'd appreciate it. Claire's too proud to ask for that kind of stuff. Leave us a nice review. Give us 5 stars. I'm not.
I'm not too proud. I just don't care as much as you.
I left my dignity at that stall where I asked that old woman if she would give me a blowjob on the In-Betweeners.
Yeah, let's clarify on the In-Betweeners.
It doesn't get any lower than that, so I don't mind asking.
You were acting.
Well, the thing is, right, the reality is...
go on.
...was I was stood there, and there was an elderly woman in front of me,
yeah.
And I was going, oh, are you the person that gives out blowjobs? Can you give me a blowjob?
That must have felt so wrong.
I was going, I'm so sorry.
Ever
so sorry.
Aww.
And she was old. I think she's dead now. I think she's passed away. And she'd had, like, an old lady accident. She'd had, like, a wrist in a thing and stuff.
Oh, she was all bruised.
Yeah.
I hate it when my gran gets a bruise.
Yeah, she was properly elderly.
Breaks your heart, doesn't it?
And I'm stood there going, give us a blowjob. It was fucking mortifying.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go. We're already into the blowjobs and we've not even got past the
introduction. Straight in with the BJ.
How you been, Jimmy? How you doing?
Really, I'm so good.
Are you, mate?
No. No, I'm just coasting.
I was thinking, that's not the man I'm
married. Just coasting.
I like your shirt today.
Do you like it?
Well...
I think it's very boring.
Where's it from?
ASOS.
Right. I was going to say, I don't see the Fred Perry badge. What's happened?
This is a shirt that I bought. Getting ready today was a little bit... I grabbed whatever was the closest thing.
Right.
This was a shirt that I bought, because, you know, obviously, I love Fred Perry.
We do. We all know that.
I think everyone's realised that now. I've been a fan of that brand for, God.
Right, we know. They're not going to sponsor
years.
You.
Sharp, because they might.
They won't. They would have done it by now. Move on.
No, I've still got to put a bit more work in, obviously. But these, I have to, you know, when you're a big shot like me.
Right.
You have to buy stuff that... Don't laugh at that.
Yeah, go
you on. Have to buy stuff that's unbranded.
Right.
Sometimes.
For your telly appearances.
Yeah, and I don't really like unbranded stuff.
Right.
I like a brand. I'm a bit sort of tiny brained in that way.
Yeah, you
like,
are.
For example, I love Heinz ketchup.
Yes.
If it's not Heinz...
You're not eating it.
Even, it could taste exactly the same, but if it doesn't have Heinz on it, I'll go, yeah. That's not the same.
You are like that.
That's not the same. So I've started having the Heinz pasta sauces.
You have? I can't even buy Asda pasta sauce anymore.
Probably exactly the same as any other pasta. I mean, what more can you do with pasta sauce?
It's just made expensive.
But it's got the Heinz brand on it. Yeah. I go, yeah, that'll do.
You are like that. You are very like that.
But this is non-branded. Sometimes you have to go on television and stuff and they go, don't wear any brands.
Oh, God, you always get in such a mood when they tell you you can't wear Fred Perry. You get in such
Fred
a bad
Perry
mood.
Fred Perry or Pretty Green.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
But, you know, that makes me think, actually, we were talking about this earlier in the week. When I take the kids shopping, like if they need new clothes and stuff, right?
Yeah.
When I take them shopping compared to when I need something, like I'll... fill a basket up online. I don't like to go actual clothes shopping.
No, you have to talk to people.
Yeah, you have to be outside. But I need to take the boys out because
listen,
they
clothes
don't know
shopping,
what size they are.
Clothes shopping, and I'm going to say this, and this is very controversial, and this might cancel me. The high street's dead, Claire.
Well, that's very sad, though.
I went out to the high street one day to pick up some vests.
Rock and roll.
Men's vests, just for the winter.
You wear vests?
I love vests. I'm wearing one now.
Why?
I just love a little vest. I tuck it into my trousers. There's no breeze getting up my back. I always wear it. I always like... Once it becomes summer, then the vests go.
Oh, right, thank God. Then it's only the vest.
It's only the vest. Simply the vest. And and I went out to get men's vests. I went to Next... I went to John Lewis. I went to Debenhams, like department stores.
All the posh ones there. All the
Marks
posh.
Marks and Spencers.
Wow.
Because you can't like...
Don't want to try Primark or H&M?
I don't... There wasn't one. I don't know. But I feel like people, I feel like the vest might be dying as well.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm keeping the vest alive.
There's only a certain
the men's vest, the undershirt. Couldn't get one. Couldn't get a vest. Like
to be
a
fair,
simple thing like a vest, a white vest. I go in, they go, oh, we've got blue ones. I go, oh, I just want a white vest.
To be fair, though,
I'll go home and order it.
All the men that wear vests are probably now dead.
Not me, baby.
No, I know.
No. There's, no, you can still find them.
But we were saying, like, when I can fill an ASOS basket up,
yeah,
sit there all night, putting stuff in the basket that I know I'm never going to buy.
Right.
And I'll get to the end, get to the checkout, and I'm like, oh, 200 quid? Oh, no, that's too... And then I'll just, like, double it. Oh, forget it, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But then when the kids need something...
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, get it.
Parental instinct.
I know,
it?
But I'm walking about like a hobo.
Yeah.
And they're looking like little...
Well, that's the thing as well. And we do make sure the kids are washed and dressed whenever we leave the house.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm the opposite, Claire.
You are the opposite. That was my point when you were talking about your Heinz stuff.
I'm
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so say like food, for example. Mm. I don't buy the kids' clothes.
No, that's me.
That's your job.
What's not my job?
They'd be dressed like, if it was up to me, like I'd use my kids as experiments. Like they'd be dressed like Jamiroquai or something. I'd buy them a great big...
Harrison would probably be
into
that.
Yeah, I bet Harrison would love it if I he'd have a big cat in the hat.
Yeah. He's wearing one of your hats today.
He is actually, yeah.
One of your Fred Perry hats.
I gave him it before we left. I said, yeah, stick that on.
Bless them.
No, I am the opposite. So say food shopping, for example.
Yes.
They can have the off-brand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having super noodles, branded super noodles.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. Interesting.
Well, so who's super noodles by? Is it Baxter's or something like that?
Bachelors. I'll tell you, though, interestingly enough, this is not interesting in the slightest.
No.
But off-brand super noodles. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Off-brand noodles. Always taste better than the super noodles.
Yep. Well, I'm the lion. I'm the head of the pride. And I eat first. And then the kids get the scraps.
Okay. Right, have you actually...
what that means.
I know, I don't know, yeah. Have you actually got anything to moan about?
Have I got anything to moan about?
Anything been bothering you?
Do you know what? Nothing this week.
Wow.
Nothing. I've not really left... We've had quite a boring week...
Yeah, shock.
I know. No,
shock.
Usually there's something. Usually there's someone that's niggled me and I've obsessed over it for days.
Mm.
But I'm good. I'm good. I'm all good this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Shall we move on then?
Can do.
Go on.
We have had a boring week. Something slightly interesting is we bumped into the fella from... Rizzle Kicks.
We did.
On the way home from
this
shooting
podcast.
Doing the last podcast.
Yeah,
there.
We did. On the tube.
Yeah. And I recognised him.
Can I say something? Because this happens quite a lot with you and it's something that I've noticed.
Go on.
So we got on the tube and he was on the tube and he was actually getting up to leave as we got on. In fact, he missed his stop because...
He did, yeah. And that's what happened because... the doors shut and he sort of did that standing up, lifted his hands up.
Yeah.
And I went to you, oh, the fella's missed his stop.
Yes.
And then he walked past me and then I recognised him.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not...
Down with
this kids. Might surprise you, but I'm not very trendy or down with the kids. I recognised him. I knew he was someone of note.
Right.
Didn't really know who he was,
so this
to be honest
is,
with you.
So this is my point. He knew who you were.
Yeah.
And you knew that he was somebody, right? And I've noticed this being married to you, right? Do you know what I'm going to say?
I know, yeah.
I've noticed this. So when, right, I'm doing quotation marks for the people listening. When celebrities meet other celebrities, right?
Everyone's a celebrity. The bloke who owns the local club. Is a celebrity in his town.
No. But I mean, like, people who've been on telly or bands or whatever, right? When celebrities meet other celebrities, you do this thing where you just go, oh, hi, mate, how you doing? And you start talking, right? So then I'm like, oh, James must know him because they must have done, like, a programme together or something. But you don't. You never know each other, but you's always... talk to each other because it's like, hey, I see you, you see me. We're important. Look at us. Look at us. No. But that happens a lot. Anytime we go to award shows, like guys off the telly are coming up to you, James, and you're like, all right, da, da, da. And I'm like,
there's a little thing.
Do you know them?
You're off the telly. You're also off the telly. Hey, how's it going? Like, but I recognise him. I don't know much about Rizzle Kicks,
right?
Because I'm not
young.
No,
correct.
Although, even though I look it.
Yeah.
But I do know. I think he. I think for a series or I think he hosted. Never mind the Buzzcocks.
He did, that's right.
Which is where I recognised him from.
Right.
But you are right. There is a little sort of, hey, we're both minor celebrities on the tube together.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah.
He was a nice fella, though.
He was nice. He actually knew about the podcast. He was like, oh, you guys are smashing it, aren't you? And I was like, well.
Like him.
Well, maybe not smashing it, but thanks for the vote of confidence.
Yeah, it's his opinion that matters. You say we're smashing it, we're smashing it.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's chat very quickly.
We've got to chat, Claire. Otherwise this...
Well, that's true. That's true.
This would be really difficult.
Mate, you fucking do it then.
Oh, no, I wasn't having a go at you. You chat because when you said let's chat, I was thinking that is a little window for me to have a swig of my beer.
Right, fine. Well, gone in or interrupt me again then.
Gone in or take... do that.
It's not do.
De.
Right.
Sorry.
Get it right. You know, a little while ago we were talking about
We are going off tangents. No, sorry.
But do you know, a little while ago, I think it was on our vlog, we were talking about that I wanted to be a real housewife.
Yeah.
I got loads of comments on my Instagram, everybody making the same joke, and it was a funny joke. They were like, yeah, Claire would be a good Real Housewife of Craig Lang.
Is that where the scheme was?
No!
No.
Oh. That's my actual town where I'm from.
Oh, okay.
You
where
don't
was
know
the scheme?
Kilmarnock. Aye. You don't know where the Craig Lang is?
Have you taken me there?
No.
Then I don't know then.
You've been there. Well, you've not have been I? There, but... It's the town of Still Game.
Oh.
Craig Lang.
So it's a fictional town?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, I just want... that was really just a conversation for you and me.
Yeah.
Right, vow of change last week.
The fuck was it?
You don't remember what it was?
I do not remember at all whatsoever. Oh, let me try and guess.
Oh, yeah, no, James doesn't remember.
Genuinely
no,
do not.
Don't look. Stealing that card.
Genuinely do not, cannot remember.
Can't remember, I don't want to remember.
Cannot remember.
Okay, mine was rubbish, James. You need to put a bit more thought into these. Mine was to
listen,
stop...
Listen, we do the vow change at the end of the podcast. No one's listening.
We're burnt out, we're done. Mine's was to stop putting new shoes on the table.
Oh yeah, you've not done that. You've not done that this week.
I actually have. Well, they weren't new shoes.
No, they weren't.
They were old shoes. I was cleaning hands and school
that's
shoes.
That's fine. I don't think that counts.
Fine. Yours was to eat a hot chip.
Oh, the hot chip thing.
Yeah.
Of course, yes.
So we've got the hot chip here.
Do you know
no,
how
we don't.
Have you got it?
No, but it has been ordered. It didn't get here in time, but it will be here 100% for next week.
For next week.
So you are doing it next week.
Absolutely fine. That is how blasé I am about it.
Genuinely, I'm so looking forward to you dying over this.
No, I won't be dying. I can tell you now, I'll have that hot chip and I will go, oh yeah, no, that is a bit hot.
Right, and that will be it.
Unfortunately, for everyone in this room or everyone on the production side, I'm not going to do anything that's going to go viral. And oh God, isn't it funny? Oh, look at him. He's absolutely crumbled eating this hot chip.
James,
no,
I think
you're... I'm going to go, oh yeah, no, that is hot. Anyway, carry on.
I think you're going to throw up.
I don't know.
I think your eyes are going to be streaming.
I'm sure it will be hot. I'm sure it will be up. You know, I will be going, oh, yeah, no, that's spicy. But I'm not going to be crying or going...
Okay, well, we'll see. Guys, we'll all find out together because it is happening.
That's happening. Next week's episode.
It's on its way. The delivery is on its
way. I'm looking forward to it because I have wanted to do it. Because I fancy myself. I think I'll be good at it.
We all know that. You know, you're other celeb pals. You all fucking fancy yourself.
I hate myself.
Oh, don't hate yourself.
I do. Sometimes I have to sort of...
I can do that for you. You don't have to do it.
Well, sometimes I have to big myself up a little bit.
Right.
Talk to myself. Talk about all the things that I'm sort of quite...
James,
you know,
I'm always bigging you up when you're in one of your wee celebrity moods.
I have to, you know, remember my things that I can flex about.
Oh, go on.
The impressive things about me.
Okay, right. I was going to move on because we've got a train etiquette story.
These are things,
but I got to hear what you can flex
all
about.
Right. I was literally thinking about this, you know, when I have those nights where I spend my time in my head.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of good things, things that would impress people about me.
Right.
What's impressive about me? So, number one.
So you weren't giving me a chance to answer there.
No, I've got them. I've got them already.
Oh, okay.
Number one. Yeah, how about this for a flex, right?
Right.
I always use the premium petrol when I fill up my car. I think that's fucking impressive. That's someone who's a baller. That's someone who's like, fucking...
This is boring flex.
No, not at all. The price of petrol these days.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Also, you're just charging yourself more for no reason. Petrol's petrol.
I have a theory that it actually works out economically. There's a word for you. economically, and your engine will last longer and stuff.
Right.
So even though I'm trying to make
they've made you think that, no, so you pay more.
You get more miles per gallon. So even though it's supposed to be a flex where I'm like, yeah, I'm just money on petrol.
You actually think you're saving.
I actually think I'm saving money.
Right. Okay. What else you got?
What else have I got? What else is good about me? Tell you what, if I order something on like a food app, Uber Eats or something like that, I always click priority delivery.
No, I do that.
That's still my thing.
It is a couple of extra quid, but I only do that if I'm...
I want my food first.
Yeah.
I think that's impressive.
What? Well, impressive.
I think if you got rid of me tomorrow, and I was in a bar, I was back on the scene, and I went up to a lady and went...
A lady? Go on.
By the way, when I order Uber Eats, I always get priority order. You've got to do that with your eyebrows.
Yeah.
She'd go, that guy's obviously very successful.
I think you'd have made luck going up to a lady and just asking her for a blowjob.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I wouldn't open with a priority delivery.
No, you've got to ease your way in there. I wouldn't want to just go straight for blowjob. I feel that's a bit aggressive.
Yeah. No, it is funny actually how like little things you will not scrimp on.
Should we open this up?
Yeah, what's little things that you would never scrimp on?
At Sickness and in Health podcast, what's your flexes? What's the little things
that you
push the boat out a little bit?
Just wee things though, things.
I genuinely think the petrol thing's impressive.
Okay, James, I know you do.
I do, like, because people, you know, petrol's well expensive and here I am, fucking using premium, like an absolute G.
Well, I tell you something, you better calm down. You better chill out.
Imagine I went bankrupt.
Exactly.
Because of all the premium petrol.
That's what I'm talking about. We have got...
Are we doing a podcast?
Yeah.
We have been talking nonsense.
Yeah. Well, we have got somebody else to chime in here. We've got a train etiquette story.
Right.
The number one story that we like to hear.
I'm just scanning for a name.
Well, the name will be at the end.
And I don't know. So that's what I do. I look at the beginning and then I look at the end and there is no name.
Go on then, Jimmy.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Well, should I do it? Because anytime you read a story, you get about three lines in and then you talk about your own stuff.
Yeah.
Shall I just read the story and then you can talk
to me? And then I can chime in with my own
stuff. No, don't interrupt me.
Because if this podcast isn't completely about me, then I'm going to have a fit. No, I'll read it. It's
right,
fine.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I'm the train etiquette. I feel
you
like I'm
the train etiquette guy.
I feel like I'm becoming that guy.
Although
I'm happy to be him.
I love how that is now a segment of the podcast. Train etiquette.
It's important.
Right, go on.
So,
I'll have a wee drink of beer.
I was standing in the middle of the tube carriages after a shit day at work. Nice. I'm loving this. I was holding on.
He's in a bad mood already.
Yeah. Well, you've said he. You keep doing that, Claire.
It's definitely he.
I was holding on to the top rail, like a normal person does, and standing close to me was a girl who was not holding the rail. It's dangerous.
Swinging about everywhere.
This meant every single stop we made, she was slingshotted into me.
Oh, for goodness sake. See, it definitely is a man, because, to be fair, we kind of reach their rails.
You can. No, you can.
I cannot reach that top rail on the tube. I can't. That's how you hold it and I hold on to you all the time.
Mm, I like that. It makes me feel like a man. She had the she had the absolute cheek to give me a filthy look every time, as if this was somehow my fault for her being too stupid to hold on. Yeah, it's a man. Nothing against women. This happened another four times with me getting silently angrier angrier.
The silent anger's the worst.
Then, when we get off at the same stop, the girl keeps walking at a snail's pace in front of me and kept, possibly deliberately, getting in my way on the escalators and with every step I was taking. Then the evilness just waved over me and I had an epiphany. I have those moments.
Yeah, but did he do it? What did he do?
I have those moments. In my head, it's as if like the clouds part and the sun starts shining down on me.
What did he do? Oh God, I'm nervous.
I had an epiphany. I'm chewing.
He didn't.
Hang on a minute. I'm chewing a massive piece of gum and she's wearing a coat. With a hood.
Oh, that's not bad. So he's going to put it in her hair.
Without even thinking or thinking.
Yeah,
if
that's
you talk
the
properly,
one, yeah.
I delicately placed it inside her hood, knowing full well it's pissing down outside and she's going to need that hood. I follow her out just to experience the moment of joy when she aggressively pulls her hood up against her long hair. Glorious. Well, you've lost me there. You've lost me there.
He sidestepped the evil.
Well,
get it straight in the hair.
That's the thing. Right, listen. Train etiquette is what it is.
Get
it's
comfortable,
etiquette.
Guys.
It's about always being right.
So he stooped.
Okay, if you are always right, you're never wrong.
Right.
He stooped. He went down to her level.
He went down to... He surpassed James and went down to Claire.
Now, this story would have been good if he went, I was chewing gum... And I had to fight every fibre in my being to not just pop it in a hood.
Right.
But I didn't do it.
You see the difference there? Because I'm
just... You've got to be right.
I'm disappointed that he didn't put it straight into her hair.
You got
I think,
to be...
I think he chickened it.
Be the change you want to be. You want to see, sorry. Be the change you want to see.
Nah.
So when... Listen, I tell myself this all the time. When you meet, bump into people who are unreasonable... And have absolutely no respect for train etiquette.
Mm.
They're the worst. I sit there and I do get angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, do you know what their punishment is?
Go on.
Being them. And then I turn my nose up and I walk off the train with my head held high. Because I didn't stoop to their level. So whoever this was, Anonymous, I know it was annoying. But you cannot... You know, don't fight fire with fire. Rise above it.
No, because then you've just got to get burnt.
Rise above it.
No.
Above it.
You've
got me really paranoid about my THs.
I'm just throwing them in
everything.
Above it. Nah, don't fight fire with fire. Don't listen to James.
No, I don't want. No, I don't condone that. I do not condone that.
He can't do it because he's off the telly. We can.
I do not condone that. Which actually brings us on to the theme of the podcast this week.
Oh, go on.
Rebellion or rebelliousness.
Love it.
And this guy here who put the chewing gum in the hood. He's a rebel.
He rebelled.
He is a rebel.
Good for him. And you should have fucking tripped her up when she was walking in front of him.
Well, now that's just violence now.
All right, okay, sorry.
That's the end of part one, but don't you fret, dear listener, because part two is already available. We'll see you there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.